Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you a detailed report on 57 government employees, including professors, principals, civil servants, who were sacked in J&K in 2 years for supporting militancy. 57 government employees, including a college principal, professors, a public relations officer of Kashmir University, police personnel, and doctors have been sacked in the past 2 years for allegedly supporting militant activities, The Print has learned. According to sources in the security establishment, the move was to dismantle the terror ecosystem in Kashmir. Of the 57, the highest number, that is 21, came from the education department. They included 13 school employees and 8 university employees, including senior professors, lecturers, and principals, said the sources. A source said, and I quote, "During an inquiry, we found that an assistant professor was associated with Lashkar-e-Taiba and was the point person at Kashmir University for radicalization and recruitment. Two teachers, both from Anantnag, were found to be participating and supporting the propagating the secessionist ideology of Jamaat-e-Islami and the Dukhtaran-e-Millat," said a source. From the JNK, the deputy superintendent of police rank officers were among the 11 employees sacked, while 3 senior doctors were among the 6 fired from the health services. Other sackings involved 3 from the revenue service, 2 each from public works, Jal Shakti and Rural Development departments, and 1 each from the agriculture, power development, forest, prisons, industries and commerce, and social welfare departments, and the Industrial Training Institute. Sher-e-Kashmir International Conference Center, J&K Bank, and State Cooperative Bank were other departments from where the sacking took place. According to sources in the administration, the designated J&K committee that is responsible for scrutinizing and recommending cases under Article 311 of the Constitution, which pertains to the dismissal, removal or reduction in ranks of persons employed in civil capacities under the union or a state, decided to sack the 57 employees. The dismissals were under Article 311(2)(c), which allows action without an inquiry. Sources said they are part of a larger crackdown by the J&K administration. The 57 employees also include 2 sons of Hizbul Mujahideen chief Syed Salahuddin. One of them, Syed Ahmed Shakil, was working at the Srinagar-based Sher-e-Kashmir Institute of Medical Sciences, and the other, Shahid Yusuf, was posted at the Jammu-based Sher-e-Kashmir University of Agricultural Sciences and Technology. Police claimed both were involved in supporting militant activities, working as overground workers, arranging weapons for terrorists, and terror funding. Both were earlier arrested by NIA in a terror funding case. A source said, and I quote, "We have found that there are people who have been given these posts through backdoor channels and have been involved in anti-national activities while drawing salaries from Indian government. Many relatives of sympathizers held crucial positions in government services and were misusing the same. This crackdown is essentially to identify and root them out to clean the system." According to J&K officials, a committee was constituted in July 2020 under the aegis of the then CID chief and now Director General of J&K Police, R.R. Swain, for scrutinizing inputs, records and cognizable material against government employees, and this led to the dismissals. A source in the J&K administration said the sacked police personnel were involved in attacks on security personnel, providing crucial information to terrorists and arranging weapons for them, leading to their sacking. Other officials were allegedly found smuggling and transporting arms for the Hizbul Mujahideen, harboring terrorists, helping Lashkar-e-Taiba and facilitating terror funding, the source said. A second source said that the inquiry into the role of 57 employees found that many of them were involved in street violence and supported stone pelting. The source added that in 1990, a lot of people got entry into government services, especially as class 3 and class 4 employees, even at gunpoint. The source said, and I quote, "Many of these employees provided funds to stone pelters. Many of the teachers and professors did jobs of radicalizing others and getting them recruited in the terror ranks. Whenever there used to be a band, employees would comply with the diktats. Also, we found that even active terrorists got government jobs." The source said that now, following the cleanup, Stone pelting has gone down considerably and the recruitment of youngsters in terror rank is at an all-time low. The source said that many overground workers who help militants and the militants themselves used to die in encounters earlier as well, but what has changed is the crackdown on the secessionist terror ecosystem. The source said, and I quote, "Killing of terrorists by encounters was not as effective. One would die, but three more would join. But this cleanup from within our system has hit them hard. It has hit their backbone, which has dismantled this ecosystem." The source said, "Education suffered here. Schools would hardly be open. For 60 to 70 days, they would remain shut down for the first time after 1989 in 2022-23. There was a full academic calendar when every single day schools were open and operating. That's a big change." The source said that Pakistan planted the assets in government departments and that they played dual role as journalists or government employees to peddle their narrative. The source said the ringleaders for handlers based in Pakistan were government employees. This government decided not to tolerate them, and many government employees were also supportive. Who does not want to sit at home and get a fat salary? This is what had plagued J&K, the source said. The government is also now working on identifying employees engaged with drug cartels, the source said. That's all we have for you right now. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Associate Editor at The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.